No. Okay, healthcare accounting in Germany. First of all, healthcare in Germany is a really complex system. Everyone has its own healthcare accounting. And since no one has stepped up, I will talk about it. I'm a family doctor in Germany. I'm doing this, what you now see, all day long. From morning to evening. And I want to show you how you can make practical things into with bureaucracy into something which really annoys you all day long. Because with the web, you haven't seen what's already out there. So people just come to your office, you diagnose, you do home visits, and somehow you have to tell the insurance what you did and you get money for it. So then comes the beast. He is Evil Bob, born somewhere, living in Gunther Street 2, and he just comes to you. And then you enter a number. 03004. Yes, you could have expected like 1 or 2 or something, but this is 03001 until 03005 are based on the age of the person, and I just guessed it's a mid-age Evil Bob, and so he got the basic number for coming to me. So then you have a chronic Bob. If you have a chronic Bob and he comes often, like it's defined as he comes in 4 quarters, 4 times, then you can add the chronic number, 03220. And if he comes the second time in this quarter, you can add the 03221. Too much zeros, yeah? But zero, actually, the zeros at the beginning define the category of the number in the big category index. So for example, you will see some other numbers. We have the blood Bob. Bob needs a blood test. So we first go for the 03004, then the 03220 and 03221, and then we do the blood test, which is 01732. So for example, the 03 at the beginning was always something which has to do with common treating of patients. 01 is procedures, common procedures. And then you have the 38001 and 38002 and 38003, and you have to end all of them. That's exception numbers for your budget. So the 08 is the category for common stuff with laboratory. So now Bob needs a home visit. So we go for Bob, and this is 01410. This is the home visit. If you, for example, visit Bob's girlfriend while she's at home, at Bob's home, you have to enter 01413 because this is a visit of someone else. But with 01410, you also have to add the distance, and that's 93. 9 is optional stuff, definition of something. It's 93224. And this begins at 93220. That's a circle around you of 5 kilometers, and Bob is living in 5 to 15 kilometers. That's what 90224 is. If it's 93225, it would be after 10 p.m. Okay. Everyone still with me? So now we go for emergency home Bob. So we have to visit Bob for an emergency Gunther meeting or something. And he hurt himself while that's private. So we go for the 01212. Actually the 01210 is before 7 p.m. Yes, they also made between the categories different times depending on which category it was about, and in the parentheses you enter the time. But now they added the bureaucracy that actually that's the emergency visit, but for the home visit you enter 01418. Like you have seen, 0140 was the normal home visit. The 01418 is the on duty emergency visit, and then you have to at the same time, like in 01212, and then you of course at the distance 93225, because it was at night. But here you have to have the exception. The distances are cut after 20, after 8 p.m. and 01212 and 01210 are cut at 19 at 9 at 7 p.m. So be careful. And then, of course, you have, depending on the disease, bar pass and disease number, which is 01224 to 01226. And the 01224 is only allowed to be given also before 7 p.m. Like the 01226 is not allowed to be given before 7 p.m. No one knows that, because you could have a serious illness from that category also before 7 p.m. But it's just defined like that in the catalog. What's the code for a fun disease? Well, Evil Bob, there's no fun disease. That's why it's a disease. So, Bob got diabetes. So, now to all the other numbers we have. We add the blood sugar test, which is 02025. And of course the exception number, so it's getting out of your budget, the 08004. But at the same time you enter this, you also have to add the diagnosis, which is an ECD number. But this can change. Currently we have ICD-10, which is like some category, which is A to Z, and then two numbers dot specification. And in ICD-11, they want to have like, it's a big string of like 10 characters. So first you have like, this is the category, this is the disease, and this symptoms. Riberisi. Actually, they're arguing that by using computers, this can be easily entered. But imagine me being at home Bob, emergency home Bob, and having to enter this manually by hand. So Bob is in nursing. Imagine him being with nice women, or do you know the Dutch hashtag where they have the prostitute constables in Amsterdam? Yeah, Catalos is saying something, that there's no single record in Germany without a single mistake. This is by definition. All of these numbers have to be entered by the doctor manually. By definition, it's forbidden to do any automatism. So I have to know these numbers out of my head and the logic behind it. Because next we come to something different in the last slides. But of course, it's just the basics. This is the basics. So this is actually for a family doctor. For a specialized doctor, you just change the numbers in front to a different category. So they have their own logic. So this is a home visit, like 01413, we already saw that. Then we have the distance, 93224. Then Bob got old. If he's over 17 with certain diseases, he can get 36800. Then of course the basic number, 03005, that's a higher age. Then 37102 and 32025. The last one is the sugar test, and the 37102 is an extra number because you're going to a nursing home, you have a contract there. But it's the basic one. So in the next visit you have to enter a different number. Still the people are with me? So, emergency visit for Bob in nursing home. So this is a different number, as we already knew. 014 is for visits, and 15 is the emergency visit in nursed home. But there's a special definition of this. So not every home is a nursed home. It depends if you have the same refrigerator or the same eating room. So not because there you have different ways how people can be in a nursing home. So this is how you always fight the accounting parts of the system. Was it really? Because this emergency visit is of course worth more. So they always want to count it down to a lower visit, to not pay money. The whole healthcare system is about not paying money. What? And then there's the 37112. That's the extension number for emergency visit for Bob when he's in nursing home. What else is there? This was just about elderly care. So I also have specialization palliative care. There's still some numbers. And the exception is here. If I put, for example, these numbers for elderly care, then I can't put the palliative care numbers, so I have to decide which one I took. And then you have like over 75 vaccination numbers. For example, you have one vaccination with just tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, and polio. And then you have like one is for the plain tetanus, one is for diphtheria. And then it depends on the insurance. There are different insurances. You have like the main insurances, but it's for historical reasons, and the replacement insurance is how they're called, but they're still the normal insurances. And then they have special insurances like for farmers. They also have their own number. Then you have a number if it's the first vaccination, the second, the third, or another vaccination. There's a big catalog. So if anyone thought their field is complex, come to me for 1 week. Then different diagnostics numbers, psychosomatic numbers, and they always have a dependency. If you, for example, talk to someone at the day, then it gets out of the number for some other number because you already talked to the person. And next we come to checking. What is this there? So you have times per day. Some of these numbers have an imaginary time budget behind them, and you have a daily budget and a quarterly budget. So you have like 718 hours per quarter and 12 hours per day you can use. If you're above that, you're controlled and have to pay back money. So you have exclusions. Like some numbers are, like the basic number is not allowed next to some other number, like when I do a home visit. So I have to, I'm only allowed to enter these numbers on the second day, for example. Yes. And for example, now they introduce some vaccination numbers. Like one number is if it's on the same day or if it's on another day. And you have to keep to this, because if you don't keep the exclusions, the number just falls out and you get no money. So you have obligatory number tasks, facultative. So like in the definition of this catalog of numbers, you have like this has to be done for this and this can be done. So if there has been done, it's already inside, and you do something at the same time which already includes this, the numbers collide. So there are different ratios. For example, there's one number, 03203, which is problem-oriented talk to a person, which is 10 minutes in my time budget, and I only allowed to talk to 50% of all patients I have, otherwise I'm not plausible. Yes, and then I'm checked. For psychosomatics, for example, it's 1/8 of all patients I'm allowed to talk to, because there's a separate budget. And this budget is quotaed and paying out. It's like 90% now. And the more the doctors do it, the less I get paid. So we have double budgets. And one thing, we already have like four times the budget. Like there's one number which I just get for people being a family doctor, because I have some infrastructure I provide and so on, that's why I get some money. But if I'm over like 100%, it's reduced already. Because I'm over the other doctors. So that was just one accounting system in German healthcare. That was one, but only the basics of it for one type of doctor. Now we come to a different. We have a different accounting system for youth checks. We have a different accounting system for the private system. We have a different accounting system and documentation system for work accidents. We have a different accounting system and documentation system for court work. We have a different accounting system for simple reports. And all of them have caveats and controls on their own. Like the system for work accidents, it's completely different. Like if you send like a receipt for like 12 euro and you just did some small injury or helped someone with some blood injury, and then they cut it down because they said no, they cut it like 30 cents. Yeah, there's someone sitting there and cutting down the receipt by 30 cents. And actually sent back a letter to me saying that, and the letter now costs like €1.30. Yes. So we really need doctors in Germany. Yeah, family doctors and normal doctors. Anyone wants to become a doctor in Germany? No. So if you want to, just send me an email. I can tell you how the system works. But you have to do what I told you every day. So anyone has questions? So my channel bot, do you had any questions? What? Yes, what? It's the same thing I ask myself when they introduce like a new number. But like now the system is changed. We have now a banking account manager as a healthcare minister, and he tries to introduce a market economy to office visit slots. So he's now introducing, like, if the patient comes to me in 24 hours, I get some additional money. And if they come like in 1 week, I get only 50% of that money. And it's like 3 weeks, only 25, and if it's longer, there's this flat rate. But the thing is, by the budget system, you have a standard budget you get every day, and all of this new stuff is all out of the budget. So if you do too much of the new stuff, your normal budget is declining. But on the other side, you have to throw out patients you regularly take care for to take new patients, because for new patients you get extra money. So he tries to introduce more flow into the system. But actually he says that it's good for the patients, but I don't think so. Because now, in the end, it's about playing parts of the patients against each other. One are the people who shout loud that they want fast visits to doctors. But on the other side, you have people who are quiet because they just are mean and are proud that they are actually taken care of. And these people do not shout. So the people who shout change the system. And there's a bank account manager. And you know, bank account managers or clerks never earn any money. They have never earned money. They only give out money which is printed. But this is money actually earned and used for taking care of the whole population. And that's why his thinking is completely different. Where we could talk about telematics and that he wants us to force to send all the patient data into the cloud. Yes, they want automatic indexing of diagnosis and semantic analysis of the text so it can be reused for scientific donation of patient data. That's what he says. But it's all voluntary. Of course it's not voluntary, because the thing is, if you go for example to vivi.de, vivy.de, that's a Vivi app, or just search in Google, and that's some healthcare app, and then open the tools. Yes, and no, just open the tools of your web browser and look which resources are loaded. Just a tutorial. Everyone goes to Vivi app and then open the web developer tools and reload and see the network traffic. How many domains or other services are contacted? Because imagine this. This is like a practice. This Vivi is like an online practice. And you go there and you expect privacy, data privacy. No one's talking to you, like if you can go there for your sexual problems or something. And this is just by going to the door. This is sent to the whole world. And this is what our healthcare minister says is the future. So anyone has counted how many different other servers get data? Let's see what you get. Yeah, can you scroll slower? No, just the domains. Just sort the domains. Sort the domains and cookielaw.com, jquery.com. Why do you send to Google APIs.com that you got to some practice, or JTImage, or Bootstrap? They use Bootstrap. Then they have some chatbot from some external application. So that's like putting a video camera in front of a practice and sending this feed to Google, to YouTube, to Facebook, to jQuery at the same time, would you complain? Of course you would. Of course you would. So this is actually one thing we technical people have to do. We know this. And we have to show everyone how shit this is. Because now at the doctor field it's like they are all greedy, they just complain because they always complain. Yes, we doctors always complain, but that's because we are a free profession. We think. We are allowed to think and we are forced to think because that's what you expect to come to us. So we freely think about you and your diagnosis and your problems. And this is one thing this hipster shit is doing really wrong. Because if we really upload all the data of old people, of people who can't defend themselves online, who don't know what's happening here, it's automatically uploaded so people make money from that. So this has to be published. Everyone who knows someone, please publish this. Just show them this small example we did. You enter an online practice, and where have you sent the data? what has been tracked? Yeah. Actually, I think you find everywhere examples of like the same. In America, I don't know if there's the same examples. Because for example, the secure telematics is like that. My practice is connected to a VPN. In the VPN, you have like an API to send patient files. They're encrypted. But this is sent to Vivi. And Vivi only has a gateway out of the VPN to their network. And there's a standard hipster startup network, like an open MongoDB with standard credentials, all back up to an Amazon S3 without a password. So it's all secure, of course, in the VPN. Yeah, that's not a big problem. Actually, they have a problem there because they have low encryption and they have like for like example for administrating the LDAP for having addresses. They have an admin, a sub-admin, and a sub-sub-admin, and all with different credentials and accreditations. What could go wrong with having like 10 different startup companies? You know how startup companies are managed. Yeah, of course, first time they come in, they have like a close control of data and no laptops which copy stuff and no Apple's hardware used which spies on you. No, of course they have complete work ethics. They have doctors sitting there thinking about patient data all the time. That's I know. That's what you expect. No, that's not true. So anyone has still some trust in electronic health records? Online? No. Because 3 days ago they had this report about anonymization, because it's the next thing. They're talking about you upload the data, and then it's anonymized. It's just written there, so if it's written in the law, of course it happens. And then it should be anonymized and then be used anonymized by the companies. So if we are unable to anonymize it by definition now, we shouldn't do it. Because the next thing is, if you, for example, store genetic data. Genetic data, actually, it's not just for you, but it's for your children. For their children. So you have to at least store it for 100 years with an encryption method which is worth 100 years. No re-encryption. But we don't have that. So by definition, just by the scientific status we have, we can't encrypt something in the way we would need for any healthcare record being put online. We have to stop all of that. We have to stop it. So the thing is, why does it run? Because there are people in startups who have no clue about reality. Yes, they're hiring. Yeah, go there and be our spy. Break it. Put some MongoDB without password online. Before, I guess there is still one. Maybe just run some simple check on their network. I guess you already find something. Sabotage. Okay, so any questions now? Because Pazzo is really... Oh, no, who pays for that? Taxpayers' money? Or no, actually, in the social system, no taxpayers pay for it. You pay 16% of your income to the health insurance, and that's the money they're interested in. So 60% of the whole income of the Germans. This actually, I'm estimated like it's... We pay 1 billion per day, so it's 365 billion... of the whole budget for healthcare. And they estimate a market of 72 billion euro for Germany. So the thing is now, it's underfinanced, the whole system, without that crap. You get an average system. And now you take out another 72 billion for people who want to drive e-scooters with bamboo coffee mugs in Berlin. Imagine that. So people die because of hipster shit. Always tell it. It's people die because of hipster shit. And this is something we cannot tolerate. Even hackers. Just look at our ethics. It says, don't hurt anyone. That's why all these hospitals we hear now about, they're actually, it's malware, just someone in management clicked on. But by definition, we are not allowed to, even if it's completely open hardware, someone could be using this hardware now, so he lives. So don't attack it, no matter what. Use the slowest way. Don't use it just for publicity or promotion. Don't do that. Don't do it. Just leave it as it is. Go there, find out who it is, and use the most friendly way to tell them, please fix it. Please fix it. I don't want to hurt this guy. Because actually, you will get big penalty. But some people like they try to make some hack, and then send their try to have something on their CV. But that's not good. I mean, of course, you killed like 100,000 people with a pacemaker. Because actually, most of them are open. I can tell you that most of them have like a GSM modem inside. Okay, I didn't tell you anything. And you can easily, for example, some also just have a device to do wireless communication from the pacemaker to some device which could connect to the internet. And this protocol is close to Bluetooth. What do you know about security in Bluetooth? Okay. I don't want to spoil more details, but that's the thing. This is a different topic. It's not like we attack something and show that it's vulnerable. That's crap. That's how we do it in other fields. But here it is. Slowly evolve this. Think about why there are proprietary companies which license this. How can we have, like, what we need is a small scandal. Always put a small scandal. Like, I reversed engineered this and found out that you can easily kill someone. Don't kill them. Just say you could kill them. Okay? And the most thing is, actually, this whole industry is hidden. They know this. This all is based on hidden information. But this is also how they secure their profits. So be sure what you're doing. If you find something, you can always ask me, so I tell you where to go. Because some people in the system are bad. They really don't want to change. It's just about keeping your profit and your good management job, and your family needs the second horse and the second yacht. That's what it's about. So don't go that way. Avoid medical systems. Be on the good side, please. Thanks for listening to the boring talk. So anyone has some question? No. I think you all want to become a doctor now in Germany. So if you go in this direction, always think it that way. Please keep to the ethics. And use the scandal always to the good for the patients. Always, that's the basic of all healthcare. What you learn as a doctor, it's a Hippocratic oath. Always use it to the good of the patients. Because the other way, it never ends good. Even if you do it for profit or for money, or because I want my CV to be full. I was the hacker who killed, who found the security hole in the pacemaker. No, that's not good. Always be good for the patient. It's a longer way for the good side. It takes a while because the bad people have more time. The bad people have more time to represent them in politics, to fight for their rights, to have plans how to actually screw the people who are good. That's why nurses, for example, are paid so bad, because they're actually caring for people. When they go home, they're exhausted. But the bad people, like people who work 4 hours and waste money on stock trading, or just push some button, invest, or just call the programmer, please change that. Oh, today the button looks better than the other. I don't know why you earn money for that. They should all go to the fields. Actually, we need people in a local cooperative, agricultural cooperative, some people who milk the cows and people. So if you search for a real job, just call me. I can give you a real job in agriculture, farming. It also involves technology, yes, like GPS control, tractors, even the milking machines. It's high electronics. You have to control them. Yeah. So it's not like all this is this old job. That's really interesting. Really, really interesting. And thank you. So, applause. So, let's see. Patso was sending me some link. And he's sending, but I will look into the. So, if discussion and go for. Yes, now we have the. Well, the discussion on go for all of this has to move after lunch break, I guess. Because we now go for Vietnamese food, then we drive there. And after that, we will try to compress the stuff. So, we still have the discussion and the talk of Patso. Anyone has some other opinion about it? That's my proposal. Is there. Anyone has that? No, there's no other idea. Talk. Patso says talk. No, wait, Patso, I will. Okay, so we're going to the lunch break. So I'm also exhausted by talking. Maybe you think about the healthcare stuff I told all of you. And calling something like that a talk. Ah, you mean what you say? I haven't actually looked into your slides yet. Ah, yes. Patso. Yes, that's good. Okay, after that, I will tell you in 45 minutes, I will tell you how to connect to the audio, and meanwhile, disconnect and back to the audio stream. Have a nice lunch, people. Have a nice lunch. Thank you very much.